Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. You are all standing here today before Hashem, Roshechem, Shivteichem, the heads of your Shvatim, Ziknechem, your elders, Vishaitrechem, and your enforcers, Koil Ish Yisrael, every man in Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Melamed, this teaches us, Shekinsa Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yayim Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought them in front of Hashem on the day of his death, Lachnisam b'bris, we machnis them into bris. So Rechaim HaKadosh asks, first of all, why was it necessary to mention Roshechem, Shevteichem, Ziknechem, Shaitreichem? Why did it have to go through every category in Klal Yisrael? If anyway the Pasuk says Kol Ish Yisrael, this is referring to everyone in Klal Yisrael. So why was it necessary to be pirate to specify Roshechem, Shevteichem, Ziknechem, Shaitreichem? That's one ha'ara. A second ha'ara, Rechaim HaKadosh asks, what was the purpose of this bris? We already said in last week's parasha, Eila Divrei HaBris. These are the words of the bris. Mashmeh, that the bris was made over there. So over here again, L'Avrachem B'Bris is Mashmeh, there was a new bris over here, which wasn't included in the first one. What is the second bris that wasn't included in L'Chad Chilu? So Rechaim HaKadosh explains that the bris that was made until now, in last week's parasha, was a bris for every single yachid for himself. Every single yachid is responsible for himself. Achutz from that, this bris over here was the inyan of Kol Yisrael or Reven Zevrezeh. That not only are you achroi for yourself, but you're achroi for somebody else, and you have to try your best that somebody else should not be over the word of Hashem. A riot to that, Zabdar Chaim HaKadosh, because at the end of this shtickle with this bris, it says, what is the meaning of that? If you'll say, how are we supposed to stick up for the other person? And how are we supposed to guarantee it? We don't know what's going on in his heart. For that, Hashem says that you're not responsible for. That's up to Hashem. That's up to you. So you see that we were talking about responsibility, one for the other. So that answers the ha'ore of what this bris had that the previous bris in Parshas Kisavei did not have. But why did it have to be pirate? Why did it have to specify one after the other after the other? So he says, the Lashon of Atem Nitzavim. What does the word Atem Nitzavim mean? You find in Megillus Rus, there was the Nar HaNitzav Al HaKoitrim. Someone that was overseeing the harvesters. He was appointed to oversee the harvesters. But that the Torah tells us over here, Atem Nitzavim. I am making you now overseers over others. And therefore goes Madrega wise. Roshechem, the heads of Klal Yisrael, they have a shlitav over Klal Yisrael, they are mechuyev against Klal Yisrael. Shivteichem, the heads of the Shvatim, they're responsible for their Shevet. Ziknechem, the elders of every extended Mishpacha, they're responsible. Sheitrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael, every person's responsible for his own personal family. So, Atem Nitzavim, the word Nitzavim means you are appointed to be an overseer to make sure that the people that are under your watch, you have to make sure that they keep the halachas the way it should be. I might have mentioned this recently, but Rav Akiva Eiger was once together with Rav Moshe Kabrina. Moshe Kabrina was a chassidish rebbe from the Gedolim Amish Ish Kodesh. So Akiva Eiger asked him, he said, why is it that the people of Yor Kehil and Kabrin, they're so zohar and mitzvahs, and mamish, charedim l'dvar Hashem, and by me, and posing they're cooled off? So Moshe Kabrin answers, he says, that the Rav lives in Posen, which is near Germany. So the people in Germany are very mannerly, they're very, you know, refined or whatever. So somebody does something wrong, perhaps it's not so proper. He says, by me, the people are not refined at all. They see an animal and they scream at each other. The male people are scared of each other. The male of the charedim l'dvar Hashem. That's exactly from Moshe Kabrina. The chelik of the haslach of Klal Yisrael was that people did not tolerate. They were not tolerant of things of avos that were done. As the Gemara Masechtas Moed Katan Nafchav Dalim Amid Aleph, it says Omru Leilu Shmuel. They said to Shmuel, the great Amora Shmuel, Noch Nafshe Derav. The Rav was Nifter. Kora Alei Tracer Money. He ripped Kriya on 12 Begodim. Omar, he said, Ozal Gavra Dehavim Istafina Mine. The person that I was afraid of, he has left this world. So the Derech HaMufcher in Klal Yisrael, when things were proper, Derech HaMufcher was every person has to have somebody that when he speaks to him, he straightens his tie before he goes to speak to him. You have to have someone that you're afraid of, someone that, you know, that instills fear in you. I have to tell you a personal regish. When I left Tells, this goes back already 28 years, I said goodbye to my rabbis, to the Rishi Shivas. The person I got the most choked, I didn't get choked up, I wasn't, you know, I guess I didn't feel the emotions at the time, but by one Rebbe I got choked up, and that was the Manal, the Rosh Mechina, Rav Elozer Levy, Zechrayna Levracha. I got a set of Hesped on him 3 years ago, and he was Nifter. So I said, I had a tremendous pachet from him. You remember? I had a pachet neuer from him.
Yeah.
He's a, you know, he knocked half of the Peradim out of me, you know what I mean? Because I was afraid of him. And I once heard the Peshat, there's an Indian of Gilu Berada. Happiness out of fear. L'chor is a tarte desasri. If you're trembling, how can you be happy? Right? It's l'chor tarte desasri. The answer is that when we tremble before someone, it puts us on the right derech and you feel a certain sense of accomplishment. As v'gilu berada. You know, I felt that. I felt very nisragish when I said goodbye to him. I had such a pachdom. Even after I worked for him, you know, I was a Talmud by him. I was in the Shir. I was in the Mechina. I was a Rebbe under him. I still had that same pachdom as I did when I was a young bacher. Ozel gavra d'mistafina, you know, everybody has to have that. That was the atem nitzavim hayayim. In the olden days when Klal Yisrael was altila, when it had it, had Sari Alofim, Sari Meir, Sari Chamishim, Sari Asara. Every unit of numbers in Klal Yisrael had a supervisor. And the Mele Klal Yisrael was on a proper Madrega. That is what this Atem Nitzav Mayan Kulchem is. Ki Atem Yedatem, for you know, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Esa She Yashavnu Beretz Mitzrayim, we lived in the land of Mitzrayim, Esa She Avarnu, Bekerav Agoyim, Asher Avartem. We passed amidst the Goyim. Vatiru eshikutseim vezgiluz leim. You saw their abominations, their miyaskaitin. Eitz v'even, wood and stone, avoydizora, kesev v'zov asher yimoyen. Penyesh b'chem isha yisha. Perhaps you have a man or a woman or a mishpach or a yishavet. Ashel abovei p'ina hayon miyim Hashem. So for that, I'm warning you right now. Penyesh b'chem shoyrish p'ira reish v'lana. For that, I'm giving you a shtar kazhar. Zok Rashi. Ki atem yedatem. The reason why I have to make you make a shvur now again is because I know that you were in Mitzrayim and you saw their avodah zarah. So Ruchel of Ovitz asks a question, what? You're worried about over here, there's people that had a type for avodah zarah, that had a type for these miyaskaitim. We're talking about over here the Dor Deir. The Dor HaMidbar. They saw the Nisim in the Midbar. They saw the Anani Akovit. They saw the Beresh HaMilyum. They got the Mon. They saw Maimon Har Sinai. They mamas saw the Midbar turning into a garden in front of them. And they saw all of these things. And you're worried about them. That they're even have a desire. What's the pshat? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be mashbiah them. Because you saw it, I have to be mashbiah you. Zokter B'Yeruchim, yeah. Even if you have a Dordea, and even if you have such a great generation that reached the highest of Madregas, Masheros and Shivchal Hayam, Leroy Yecheskel Ben Buzi, and there was Eichet the Kabbalah Satayra, you have to be Mashbiah in them also. You know why? Because they saw Mitzrayim, they passed the ways of Amin and Moyev, and they saw Shikutseim. And the minute you see something, it right away has a Roshim. No matter how meas it could be. But if a person's eyes are the windows that allow things to go in, and it has a ration, because it says re'isem, right away you need a shvu. I've said over in the past, and they bring it down over here as well, Briskarov used to say it, this time I saw it from Reb Leib Chasman. He says like this, it says, Vatiru eshikutseim v'gilulayim, Eitz v'evin kesev is of. The first time you see it, the secret saying, oh, it's me, it's terrible. Then the second time you see it, that's Eitz v'evin. Third time you see it, it's already kesev is of. Because the more you see it, the less the reishim, the less you are taken aback by it, unless you're repulsed by it. Chofetz Chaim said that the first time he saw Chilul Shabbos, he went home, he was crying, mamish, b'chias meiras. A short while later, he saw Chilul Shabbos again, he was crying. But it wasn't the same type of crying as when he saw it the first time. The tendency of a person is, when you see something, then the first time he sees it, you know, fine. But l'mayis, it enters him. And then already he's not in small from it anymore. We're affected by that in today's society. As isolated as we are, Baruch Hashem, we're living in Muncie, you hear the news, and you hear what's going on in the Welt, you become cooled off to it. We ourselves are mushba by the Welt. Rabar Gaber, that it's out of the Rachel said over. He was a little child, mamish, a tinnik. He was walking with his father in the street, and there were two goyish shkotzim beating each other up, mamish killing each other. His father right away covered him up. He didn't want him to see. So Barber said that before his father had a chance, a little glimpse he got of it. He said it left a pagam in him for the rest of his life. Okay, we have to understand Barber if he is Madrega, you know. But he says that little blick that he gave on it, it left a reishim on him the rest of his life. Agav, there's another beautiful story with Barber. Barber was once walking out of his house to yeshiva. And he passed by the house of a galach that had just moved into the neighborhood. The galachim in those days used to put tzelems on their roof, all four corners of the roof, to put tzelems on. So he walked out and he sees a tzelem. He says, Rabbeinu Shloilem, Mizel Kenefem for Nahelig and Rambam if I see these kind of things. A short while later, the galach took the tzelems off of the roof. Oh, you missed my high. Why are you taking it off? It's a minute, you know. So he says, Yashka came to him in a dream, and he said, if he doesn't take the tzelems off, his house is going to burn down. Yes, Barabbas said, how am I going to fend for a hailing around them if I have to look at these things? Yashka to the rescue. But in Shemayim, they already helped him out. You know, but the koyach hariyah is such, it makes a roshim that, yeah, you have to have a shvua. That's something that we have to be zor. V'shafta ar Hashem alaykecha. When come a time, you're going to return to Hashem. V'shamata b'koyli. So I saw a very nice pshat. Right now, coming closer to Rosh Hashanah, we have 3 days left to Rosh Hashanah. And then the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Yemei Ratzin. So I saw a Moedike Marshal from Hagoyin HaTzadik with Shimshon Pinkus HaTzal. Said a Moedike Marshal about these days and how we have to utilize them and capitalize on the Iskarvus Takonis Baruch Hu. He says, a Marshal. He says there was a Kehillah. They lived in a rundown shul, and it's an old shul and it was coming apart. They needed to build a new shul. So they tried one appeal to collect money, and they weren't the richest people in the world. And another appeal, finally they gave up. Somebody came up with an idea, you know what, we can't afford a building, why don't we get a trailer? Let's get a big trailer, you know, that'll serve the purpose. I'm like, oh, give Aldik for that. They collected some money, they got it. Hired a guy to make the foundation, to put the trailer on. A couple of weeks later, this massive truck comes with a big trailer, with a crane, and the crane lifts up the trailer and it lowers it down but mucking the foundation. But to be able to get it on exactly, from the truck came out these three big guys, and as the thing is still on the rope, they're directing it exactly to place it down on the foundation. And finally they had it exactly they wanted it. The thing lets it down completely. Zehu Givaldik. The truck goes off with the crane. Chaim B'Lashon. Electrician comes, installs the electricity. Meiridik. Then somebody chopped. Oy vey, what'd they do? They put the trailer on lehepach of what it was supposed to be. The front of the trailer was designed, that's where the Aron Kodesh should be, or whatever. And the front they put in the back, and the back they put in the front. Oy vey, mamish, what are we going to do now? It's going to... The young guy says, everybody, what's the big problem? Why don't we all pick it up together? You know, we'll turn it around. We're going to pick it up together. What are you talking about? So what was the big deal? You had three guys over there that were maneuvering it. You know, so we won't have to. We'll have 30 guys doing it. I told them, fool. Those three guys were doing it. The crane was holding it up, right? It was suspended in the air. All they had to do was to maneuver it a little bit. That they were able to do with the help of the crane. But now that the crane is not here, you can get 100 guys who are not going to be able to do it. Dr. Shimshon Pinkus, he says, when we're in the Yemei Rotz and now in Elul, it's like there's a crane that's holding up the Ruchnius for us, and we could direct it easily with a little bit of a maneuver here and a little bit of a maneuver there, a shinui in our lives here, a shinui in our lives there. Now is the makom when the crane is there holding everything up for us. But we could plant everything in place, we could maneuver it much easier. But after Elul and after the Yom Deiraim and after the Yom Tovim, that truck with the crane leaves, the thing in its place, is in its place. If there's something out of kilter, then we don't have that same kayah that we had before. Then it mamish takes Herculean efforts, mamish, and then it's already much more difficult. So we have to capitalize on this man that we have right now. When the crane is here, when it's holding everything up, and you have to make a little maneuver here, a little maneuver there, now's the time to do it. V'shafta ad Hashem aleikech. The pasuk goes on to say, loy bashamayim hi, v'loy me'ever layam hi. It's not in heaven, and it's not on the other side of the sea. Ki karav eilecha hadavr ma'oid, v'ficho v'vavcha la'asayse. Rashi says that this is going on in Torah. Torah is like Hashemayim hi, and v'neiver layam hi. It's close in your mouth, v'ficho v'vavcha la'asayse. In your mouth and in your heart to do. The Ramban, though, argues with Rashi. The Ramban says that this is going on the mitzvah of tshuva. So what does that mean? Tshuva is not in heaven and tshuva is not me'ever layam. What is the Torah telling us over here? So Chaim V'lozhner says a Mari Dikibshat. He says that when a person does an Aveira, it's not only an Aveira that's plaguing him in his Egin and Neshama. Because a person was given a power of controlling the entire world, see, his Aveira, it goes all the way up L'Shmei HaShemayim. And it affects, it brings tumah all the way up there. So the Mela person would think, if I did an Aveira and it affected Shemayim, it brings tumah up. How am I going to rectify my actions? I have to climb up there to do a cleansing job up there. But that the Torah says, Loi b'shamayim hi. To do tshuva, you don't have to climb up there. It's all totally in you. Now another person will say, we know that Chazal say that if a person does a mitzvah, a person should consider himself like the whole world is totally in him. And if he does a mitzvah, he's machriya the world with taiva. If he does an aveira, he's machriya l'ra. So that's the case. If I do an aveira, it has its effect overseas. It has its effect throughout the world. Chas v'shalom, if tragedy happens somewhere in the world, it could be that I have a chelik in it. So maybe I have to go around trying to be masakin my aveira all around the world. For that, it says like neighbor, yummy. It's not. You don't have to travel anywhere else. Take it. You caused the begam in shemayim, and you take it. Caused the begam in aveira layam. Oh, but kikora v'elecha davar ma'oid. You are that nerve center of the entire world. You have to push the buttons over here. This is the place to do it. I once heard a Mayri de Kipshat from Rav Chaim Ressler, a Shishim in Scranton Shlita. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Avaydizare, stating the Gemara, Dafizayin, Avaydizare, Dafizayin, Amaral, Maisuit, Rav Elozer, Ben Derdaya. Lozab and Derdaya, who's Yadua, he was Mizana, we call Zaina Shiva Eilab. And once Tayyich, the Maisaveir, he had a hearer of Tshuva. So he went out, he left the place of Aveira, and he goes out, and he called out to the mountains and to the hills, please help me do Tshuva, please be Mispal, I should be able to do Tshuva, my Tshuva should be Niskabel. So they said, you know, why you want us to daven for you? We have a hard enough time, you have to daven for ourselves? So he called out to Shemayim and Oretz, please help me that my tshuva should be niskabel. They said, you know, instead of davening for you, we're busy davening for ourselves. And then he called out to the Chama, to the Levon, and he got the same answer. He says, Im Kain, if so, Ein Hadorah Toli Ela Biba Atzmi. So he bent down, put his head between his knees, and he cried out to Hashem. His neshama left, and a baskel came out in the neshamaim and said, Lozem Enderdayim, Mezumen, Chai Yoylem Abba. And that is the famous Gemara, Bocha Rebbe, Yeish Koino Yolomi B'Shoa Achas. Person could be a baladeir his entire life, and in one moment, he's kind as I don't have it. So what went on over here? They were saying, no, I'm sorry, we can't doubt for you, we're busy for ourselves. He thought that maybe they could help him out. They said, your aveira didn't only affect you, your aveira was mekalkal each and every one of us. It had an effect on us. So ad kidei kach, that we have to daven for ourselves, we don't have the koichus to daven for you. So he says, the only way we're going to be able to rectify everything is if I push the buttons within myself. So not only will I rectify myself and nobody else is going to help me, but I'll be able to bring a tikkun to the entire Bria. That's the pshat in the Gemara over there. I'll pee this for Chaim Velazhmi. I bring as witness today Shemaim and Oretz. I gave before you life and death. Habrocha v'haklola, brocha and klola. Ubacharta v'chaim l'man tichye. You should choose life in order to live. Atom v'zarecha. So the famous question is this: what does that mean? You should choose life in order that you live. I mean, of course you choose life to live. I mean, what else would a person be choosing life for, if not to live? We've said pshatim on this in the past, but I just saw a nice teher. Many people, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, so they daven, Rabbi Yisrael, give me panosah, Rabbi Yisrael, give me this, give me that. Sometimes they'll ask for smaller things. When you're talking to a melech, he asks for big things. You know, a melech, he don't ask for small things. The story is told over. That there was a war between Russia and France. The olden days, this goes back, I think, to the 1700s. There was a war between Russia and France, and Russia was Menatzeach, and they were chasing after the French king. And he ran for his life. Somehow or other, he ran past the house of a Yiddish tailor. And Taylor had no idea who this was. So he takes him in, you know, he put him into his house, put him in bed, he covered him with blankets. And on ice, he saved him. When the Russians were off, he came out, the king, and he says, I am the French king and you saved me. You could ask me for anything you want. So he asks him, I have a leak in my roof. You know, and the mamash stares us during the rainy season. It's mamash a terrible stare. Can you maybe fix the leak in my roof? So King, man, what are you, fool? You're talking to the king of France. Talking to the king. You ask him for a leak in a roof. So he says, oh, okay. You know, I'll try something else. You know, there's another tailor in the neighborhood. He's taking away my business. Maybe you could find him another place to live. Again, he gets screamed at him. But finally, as he came up with the bakasha, that's a story in and of itself. When you're talking to a king, you know, and you can ask for the hecherizachen, you have to be able to ask for those hecherizachen. So instead of asking for an aliyah and ruchnias, instead of asking that I come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask him I should have a piece of koilich, a piece of challah. You know what I mean? That in itself is a chilul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Ubacharta b'chaim, choose the ikar life. Ask for the higher things. B'mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, daven for ruchnias and a higher madrega, and the mele all the other brachas will be l'man tichya. The mele everything else is going to fall into place. There's a chiluk, if a guy asks for a piece of bread, he might get a piece of bread, but it doesn't necessarily come from the highest source. If you ask for the hamlocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything fits into place, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, the mele everything else falls into place. That's u'bacharta b'chayim. Choose the ikur mekar hachius. And then the l'man tichye, that other chiyus is going to come in meila, but it's going to come from a higher source. That's a pshat that I saw based on this meisim. Just a couple of things on Rosh Hashanah. First of all, so a very nice pshat. We only have time for one vart, but okay, we say in davening, Chamoil al ma'asecha, V'sismach b'maasech. Have rachmonis on your creations, and you'll be happy with your creations. So the Bava of the Rebbe, that's how Rav Shloime asks a question, that this is a tarta desasri. The two things contradict each other. Because if Hashem has to have rachmonis on his chamol al maasech, that means that be'etzim we're not right, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So how can we say at the same time, v'sismach b'maasech, and be happy with your ma'asim? If Hashem has to have rachmonis on us, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing? So I can't bring simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? She says a very beautiful pshat. Levi Yitzchak Baditsheva says, that we find that there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, even though right now they're not Roy Lekach, but Hayois, eventually they're going to come back where they're supposed to be. So he already brings them Yeshua now. The perfect example of that is Yitzchias Mitzrayim. Yitzchias Mitzrayim, you know, that they didn't have any skursim. Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, v'zehu. Then nothing else. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem them? Moshe Rabbeinu asked that question, right? Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was by Har Chayrib, B'skus Wadi Bin Goz. He says, B'skus, you're going to be standing here by Har Sinai, you're going to be Makabal the Torah. So you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, even though right now they're not in a matzav with their Roy Lekach, but I'll show you the future. So up the above of the Rebbe, that's what we say. Chamoil al ma'asecha, have rachmanis on us. Because eventually, you bring us a Yeshua now, and we hope that Taka will be back on that Madrega we're supposed to be, and then we'll also, you'll Taka have the Simcha. That's the tefillah we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be rotzen. Our tefillah should be makubal. Shiro b'zoicha teksiva v'chsima toive. Begashmias, beruchnias, health and happiness and parnosa, nachas from our families. And maybe this year will Taka b'zoicha and Rosh Hashanah. To the shofar shall Moshiach be as God said in the name of Yemen, no amen. Aksim vaksim otay. With Gibenish Yor. Gibenish Yor, Zunder Stark. What? This week, this is a Rosh Hashanah edition. Lifelines. Aksim vaksim otay, good Gibenish Yor.